Welcome back to the Oscar Project Podcast, the show where I discuss Oscar-nominated films year by year. I'm your host, Jonathan Eicherberg, and today I take a look at the field of Oscar nominees and give you my thoughts on who will take home the Oscar trophies this weekend. Before I jump into the episode, though, please be sure to subscribe to the show in your podcast player so you can get all the newest episodes as soon as they're released. If you want to hear more, please consider leaving a rating and review in Apple Podcasts or Spotify. So let's jump right in. We're going to start off with the short film categories. In live-action short film, the nominees are The After, Invincible, Night of Fortune, Red, White, and Blue, and The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. Now, if you've been listening the last couple weeks, you know that I've had interviews with the directors of three of these films, and would love to root for any of those three to actually win the award. However, that said, I think the award is ultimately going to go to Wes Anderson for The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. It's had a lot more visibility than any of these other films, and I think that is going to take home the trophy. For animated short films, the nominees are Letter to a Pig, 95 Senses, Our Uniform, Pachyderm, and War is Over, inspired by the music of John and Yoko. Again, this one I feel is going to go to War is Over. You've got the name recognition of John and Yoko. You've got Sean Lennon behind it as a producer. I really think that that's going to be the winner here. However, if I was personally picking, I would make my choice 95 Senses. Wonderfully animated film, bunch of different animation styles, and a very interesting story to react to. In the last short film category, we've got documentary short films. The nominees are The ABCs of Book Banning, The Barber of Little Rock, Island in Between, The Last Repair Shop, and Nai Nai and Waipo. Again, I think that several of these could win. The Barber of Little Rock and Nai Nai and Waipo certainly have a claim to that. I think what will win and what should win, in my opinion, is The Last Repair Shop. It's a wonderful story of this instrument repair shop in Los Angeles, and some really heartwarming stories of the people who work there and the students that they are able to help make their musical dreams come true. Sticking with the documentaries, we're going to go to documentary feature film. The nominees are Bobby Wine, The People's President, The Eternal Memory, Four Daughters, To Kill a Tiger, and 20 Days in Mariupol. I've only seen two of these, The Eternal Memory and 20 Days in Mariupol. That's all I really need to see. 20 Days in Mariupol will win. It should win. It's an incredible film. If you haven't seen it, find it, go watch it. It's hard to watch, but it's important to watch. I think it should be required viewing for anyone living in that area of the world who thinks that the war in Ukraine is a good thing going on right now. So it's going to win. It should win. It's an excellent, excellent film. Moving on to makeup and hairstyling. The nominees are Golda, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, and Society of the Snow. I think Maestro will be the winner here. The transformation of Bradley Cooper into Leonard Bernstein is absolutely incredible. There are moments where you forget that you're looking at an actor and you think you are looking at the actual man. I know I've seen videos of Cooper sitting in the makeup chair going through that transformation through some time lapse, and it is incredible. I think my personal choice would be for Poor Things. Again, you've got some incredible makeup on Willem Dafoe there, but I think in terms of the overall film, I think the makeup and everything is a little bit stronger in Poor Things than in Maestro. Moving on to costume design, Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things. I think this is going to be the one and only win for the night on Sunday for Barbie. Some of the costumes that are on display in that film are incredible. If you've ever gone down the Barbie aisle at your local Target or Walmart or whatever toy store you go to, the movie looks like you're walking down that aisle and you can see all of the Barbie designs from past and present brought to life on the screen by Greta Gerwig and her team. So I think Barbie is going to win for costume design. Personally, I would probably vote for either Killers of the Flower Moon or for Napoleon. The native dress in Killers is absolutely amazing, and you can't go wrong with a period picture from Ridley Scott with French uniforms. You know, those battle scenes in Napoleon are incredible. Some of the outfits that Napoleon wears as emperor are absolutely stunning as well. So I would make a case for one of those two films if I was selecting. Staying on the visual side of things, next up is visual effects. The nominees are The Creator, Godzilla Minus One, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, and Napoleon. I think this one will ultimately go to Godzilla Minus One. I haven't seen it, but I've heard lots of great things about the effects in this film and how wonderful Godzilla looks. My personal choice out of the ones that I have seen in this grouping would be The Creator. I think the visual effects are the one and only reason to see The Creator. It is absolutely stunning. Some of the things that they did with incorporating robotics into some of the human characters are absolutely incredible, and it looks absolutely seamless from beginning to end. Another technical category is sound. We have The Creator, Maestro, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, Oppenheimer, and Zone of Interest. In this case, I think it's going to go to Oppenheimer. I think it should go to Oppenheimer. Some of the things that Nolan does with sound in his films are absolutely incredible, and I think that's on full display here. You know, you think atomic bomb, big explosion, but he does some very subtle things with pulling the sound out of the film at certain moments, certain critical moments, and I think that is going to go a long way to why Oppenheimer will win and should win for best sound. Sticking with sound categories, we've got original score, American Fiction, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things. Again, I think this is going to go to Oppenheimer. Ludwig Göransson is going to win his second Oscar after winning for Black Panther several years ago. However, I would absolutely love to see if this... Not that I'm saying he should win, but my personal preference would be for John Williams to get yet another Oscar win. He's got 54 Oscar nominations throughout his lengthy career. He's in his 90s now. He has more Oscar nominations than any living person on the planet. He has more Oscar nominations than any person ever living on the planet, except for Walt Disney himself. I'd love to see John Williams get at least one more Oscar before he's done. And sticking with music, we've got original song. The Fire Inside from Flamin' Hot, I'm Just Ken from Barbie, It Never Went Away from American Symphony, Wajaje, A Song for My People from Killers of the Flower Moon, and What Was I Made For from Barbie. This is another one that feels like a no-brainer for me. It's going to be What Was I Made For from Barbie. You've got Billie Eilish and Phineas as the powerhouse duo behind that song. They won several years ago for their work on the James Bond film. I think this is going to be their second win in this category. Personally, I would love to see a song, The Fire Inside from Flamin' Hot. It's a little film probably nobody's ever heard of. It's actually on Disney Plus right now. If you haven't seen it, I strongly urge you to go watch it. It's a fun film. It's a family-friendly film, which a lot of these films are not. It's a feel-good story, and if you've ever wondered where the idea for Flamin' Hot Cheetos came from, even if you haven't wondered that, go watch this film. It's a lot of fun. I would love to see The Fire Inside from Flamin' Hot win for Best Original Song. Moving on to production design. Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things. Despite multiple nominations, I think this is probably going to be the one and only spot that we see a win from Poor Things. If you've seen the film, you know what I'm talking about. There is so much that went into some of the crazy sets, the crazy imaginative sets that are throughout this film. And they're shot beautifully. They present beautifully on screen. I think it will win. I think it should win. Though, again, of course, I could make a case for Barbie. I could make a case for Killers of the Flower Moon, for Napoleon, even for Oppenheimer. All of those films are beautifully crafted in terms of the visual presentation, but I think it will be and should be Poor Things. For cinematography, the nominees are El Conde, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things. Now, what I think is curious about this is almost all of the nominees in this category have at least part of their film that was, if not shot in, but presented in black and white. You've got extended sequences in both Poor Things and Maestro and even Oppenheimer that are in black and white. You've got, I believe, the entire film of El Conde, which is the only one of these I haven't seen in black and white. So it's very interesting that all of these films are nominated for the cinematography category being at least partially or completely in black and white. Ultimately, I think this may be the one and only win of the night for Killers of the Flower Moon. I think it will win. I think it should win. Some of the vista shots of the Oklahoma, Osage area are incredible. Even some of the more intimate moments are incredibly crafted visually in terms of camera movement, in terms of focus and all of that. I think Killers of the Flower Moon will win and should win for best cinematography. For best film editing, the nominees are Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things. Getting back on the Oppenheimer train, I think Oppenheimer will be the winner here. However, I think, in my personal opinion, Killers of the Flower Moon should win. Thelma Schoonmaker has been working with Martin Scorsese for many, many years. She's already won several Oscars for her editing on his films. And you would say, the film's 3.5 hours long. Couldn't she have edited it to be a little bit shorter? No, I think Killers of the Flower Moon is a 3.5 hour movie that feels like it's 2.5, and that is greatly due to Thelma Schoonmaker's masterful editing of that story. Okay, so we're more than halfway through. Next up is Best Animated Feature Film. The nominees are The Boy and the Heron, Elemental, Nimona, Robot Dreams, and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. If ever there was a slam dunk, I feel like it's this one, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. The first film in the series won several years ago in this category. I think Spider-Man will win again. It should win. The only one that might challenge it potentially is The Boy and the Heron, as somewhat of a Lifetime Achievement Award for Miyazaki. I don't think there's quite enough oomph behind that one, but it does have an outside chance of taking home the award. And for international feature film, we have Io Capitano from Italy, Perfect Days from Japan, Society of the Snow from Spain, The Teacher's Lounge from Germany, and The Zone of Interest from the UK. Now, I have to admit, I haven't seen any of these films yet. This is my one glaring omission for this year's Oscars. I haven't seen any of these. They haven't been readily available, with the exception of Society of the Snow, which is on Netflix, and I just haven't gotten to. But from everything that I've been hearing, The Zone of Interest is going to win. It should win. Typically, when a international film or foreign film is nominated for this category and also for Best Picture, which The Zone of Interest is, it does end up taking home the Best International Feature. So we're going to say Zone of Interest will win and should win Best International Feature. So we're down to our last eight. These are the big eight categories. We're going to start with our two writing categories. Best Adapted Screenplay, American Fiction, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. It has several nominations that you'll hear about coming up in these last few categories, but I think this might be the one place that American Fiction does take home a trophy. I think it will win. I think it should win for Best Adapted Screenplay. For Original Screenplay, we have Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Maestro, May-December, and Past Lives. Again, several nominations you'll hear about as I read through these last few categories for The Holdovers. I think this one, possibly one other one, maybe the areas where we do see a Holdovers win in one of these categories. Personally, I think that Past Lives should be the winner here. Celine Song received a Best First-Time Feature Director at the Directors Guild Award last month. I absolutely love Past Lives. It was one of my favorite movies of last year. So if I had to pick in this category, I would give the award to Past Lives. Moving on to our acting categories, starting with Actress in a Supporting Role. Emily Blunt for Oppenheimer, Danielle Brooks for The Color Purple, America Ferrera for Barbie, Jodie Foster for Naiad, and Davine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers. Again, I've seen all of these except The Color Purple, so I can't speak to Danielle Brooks. Out of the ones that I've seen, Emily Blunt is good. Ferrera has that wonderful monologue towards the end of Barbie. Jodie Foster is incredible as in Naiad, going head-to-head with Annette Bening throughout the entire film. But this comes down to Davine Joy Randolph. She's won everything else throughout the award season, including the SAG Award last month. I think she is a shoo-in for Best Supporting Actress for her role in The Holdovers. For Actor in a Supporting Role, we have Sterling K. Brown for American Fiction, Robert De Niro for Killers of the Flower Moon, Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer, Ryan Gosling for Barbie, and Mark Ruffalo for Poor Things. Again, this seems like a shoe-in. Robert Downey Jr. has been taking home every award throughout this award season, pretty much. I think that he is a shoe-in to win for his role in Oppenheimer, though I personally would actually love to see this award go to De Niro for Killers of the Flower Moon. He hasn't won anything at the Oscars in quite some time. It feels like it's his time to win one more time before his career is winding to a close. But I would love to see De Niro win for Killers of the Flower Moon for playing an absolutely incredible villain in that movie. Sticking with the actor, we're going to move to leading role. Actor in a leading role, the nominees are Bradley Cooper for Maestro, Colman Domingo for Rustin, Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers, Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer, and Jeffrey Wright for American Fiction. This one is a little bit harder to call. We've had two winners kind of going back and forth throughout the award season. Paul Giamatti has won several awards for The Holdovers. Cillian Murphy has won several as well, and most recently for the Screen Actors Guild. I think that's what's going to push it over the top for Murphy. I think he is going to win, and based on what I've seen of these roles, I think he should win. He is absolutely incredible as J. Robert Oppenheimer, very understated in a way that some of these other characters that are being portrayed are not. So I think his role there is absolutely incredible. Actress in a leading role, Annette Bening for Naiad, Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon, Sandra Hüller for Anatomy of a Fall, Casey Mulligan for Maestro, and Emma Stone for Poor Things. Again, just like the Best Actor category, this comes down to two people for me. It's Lily Gladstone or Emma Stone. They've been going back and forth all the way back to the Critics' Choice Awards and the Golden Globes at the beginning of the year. They both won Golden Globes because they were nominated in two separate categories. Here they are going head-to-head. They've each won several awards. However, what I think puts it over the top, just like with Cillian Murphy, I think is Lily Gladstone winning the SAG Award last month. The actors are the biggest branch of the Academy in terms of voting for these awards. They are going to give it to Lily Gladstone, though I would be happy to see either her or Emma Stone win the Best Actress category. Last two categories here. We've got directing, Anatomy of a Fall, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. I think this is the time for Christopher Nolan to win his award for Best Director. Oppenheimer is a tremendous achievement. It wouldn't have happened without his direction and leadership for the film. Arguments could be made for Killers of the Flower Moon. Scorsese's been at the top of this industry for many, many years. He is still there, even in his, I believe, 80s now. But I think ultimately this will go to Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer, and in my opinion, should go to Christopher Nolan. And finally, drumroll please, our nominees for Best Picture are American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. So, for full transparency, I have seen 7 out of these 10 films. The ones I have not seen are American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, and The Zone of Interest. However, out of the 7 that I have seen, I think that Oppenheimer will be taking home the top award. It has won the Screen Actors Guild for Ensemble Cast, which is often a predictor. It won at the Producers Guild. Again, Nolan won for director at the Directors Guild last month, so it's taking home a lot of the top prizes across all of these awards bodies over the last several months. So I think Oppenheimer will win. Me, personally, if I'm voting in the category, the one I'm putting at the top is Past Lives. I mentioned earlier when I was talking about screenplay that this was one of my favorite films of the year. I love that it's Celine Song's debut. I would love nothing more than to see her win for Best Picture on her debut. It's one of those things where it might sneak in there as a lot of people's second choice among some of these other bigger films, and having those second choice votes, the way that the ranked voting works for the Academy for Best Picture, might somehow elevate it to the top spot and when all the votes are counted. It's probably not going to happen. It's probably going to be Oppenheimer, but I would love nothing more than to see the team from Past Lives up there accepting the final award of the night on Sunday evening. So there you have it. Those are my Oscar predictions, along with some of my thoughts about what I would prefer to see happen. Don't forget to watch the Oscars on this Sunday, March 10th. They'll be on ABC here in the United States. Check your local listings for where you'll be able to find them around the world. The Oscar Project Podcast is written and produced by me, Jonathan Eichelberg, with editing assistance from Joshua Eichelberg. And please be sure to join me next week when I will recap the 2024 Oscars and give my thoughts on all the winners, presenters, and performers. Until then, I hope to see you at the movies.